Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds, high around 68. Kenosha right now is at 53 degrees. It's 55 in Burlington, Milwaukee 53, and 50 now in Racine. Last night, more than half of the almost 90 minutes of public comment at the Racine Unified School Board meeting was about a proposed resolution to designate schools as safe zones and to create resources for students and families threatened by immigration enforcement. Diane Lang, during public comment, said that our democracy needs demonstrations of active citizenship like the students have been showing from the various schools.
Everyone who has family that has ever migrated has been a dreamer at some level. Tonight, we can emphasize our commitment to providing a safe, inviting learning environment within our schools for all students. They need us. We need them.
Horla graduate Arion Trasion mentioned his great-grandparents survived the Armenian genocide, and they were welcomed in the U.S.
We must protect our most vulnerable, no matter race, where they come from, religion, or sexual orientation. Ensuring that our schools maintain an environment of safety and inclusiveness is a step in the right direction. We all know that what is happening in our schools and community is not acceptable. And that's why I'm here in support of the Safe Zone Resolution.
Those who spoke and others in the audience waited around for the school board to make their decision about the Safe Zone Resolution, but they were not happy when it was referred to the Governance Committee for review instead of being voted on, possible for revision later on before it comes back to the board in draft form. Up in Milwaukee County, Sheriff David Clark is demanding countywide immigration policy changes, including within the public schools. In a Facebook posting, the sheriff says he wants all policies eliminated that make a reference to the city of Milwaukee and MPS as safe havens. He is also seeking a letter of support from the county executive and the county board chair for his request to allow his deputies to enforce federal immigration law and to serve as immigration and customs enforcement agents. In Mount Pleasant last night, the village board deadlocked 3-3 and thus rejected the appointment of John Keyes to fill the trustee position vacated by Dave DeGroote, who was elected village president in the April election. Trustee Kenneth Twoska said he felt that DeGroote should have consulted other board members before making the appointment.
I find the appointment over a nomination kind of troubling to me. This was my problem, too. I understand where our president has the right to nominate anybody. You know, he makes appointments on the committees, oh, no problem. But appointment for something, it without any input from the village board, I would like to see other candidates and see even some of the ones, even the ones that ran against.
As for Keyes, who sits on the village plan commission, he said his only purpose on the board would be to do his best for the village, and he felt he could be a peacemaker.
If I can help protect the citizens of this village, just like I did on the Plan Commission, I'm all for reasonable development, fiscal responsibility. I do feel that I can handle any of those issues. I don't have any agenda except to try to protect the citizens, help in any way that I can. Moving the village forward.
Now, also in Mount Pleasant, the board did not meet in closed session as was listed last night to talk about the job description for the next administrator after the appointment of Keyes fell through. Trustee Gary Fee said he was very concerned about new president Dave DeGroote's attempt to change something that the board had approved in January, charging DeGroote with overstepping his authority.
Personally, I feel that's overstepping authority, mainly due to the fact that the village board had approved the process. And I think that there may have been irreparable harm done to the process by putting the halt on it without getting the board together to determine as a board that we should slow or halt the process.
So the status on the search for the administrator is unclear at this point, just like the same with the human resources director, DeGroote, last week saying he'd like to see the next administrator handle most of the village's HR duties. And one-time Kenosha City Clerk Treasurer Gail Procaroni is being remembered after his passing over the weekend at the age of 85. Procaroni started working for the city in 1968, stayed another 28 years before deciding to retire. Services will take place Wednesday evening in Freedom Hall at the Kenosha Public Museum. Kenosha Unified School Board last night re-electing Tamara Coleman its president for the next year, a position she's held since 2014. Mary Snyder re-elected board vice president. The new president of the Racine Unified School Board, Bob Witke, replacing Mike Frontier, who opted against serving in any officer position with the board. Dennis Weiser re-elected on April the 4th. He remains the board's vice president. New board member Brian O'Connell, the retired city development director, he took the oath of office last evening, along with Weiser and Frontier, from Racine County Judge Wynn Laufenberg.
I know that children spend 9 months of the year, 7 to 9 hours, sometimes even more if they're in aftercare or before care time at a school. And honestly, sometimes the teachers know more about the students than the parents. I appreciate the time and efforts that the teachers and everybody in the educational system puts in for these children.
And the board last evening applauded the time served by Don Nielsen, about 11 years on the board. He got a standing ovation as well as some student artwork, another gift from the district, and certificate. His faithful dog Conway there along with his wife Nancy. Racine School District and its teachers still at odds over the March 20th Board of Education vote to make changes in the employee handbook regarding specialist teachers. Superintendent Lolly Haas emphasizing that more than once the changes will not result in any cuts to art, music, and physical education instruction for students. The goal, she said, to provide equal opportunities in these subjects to allow for 90 minutes of PE, 45 minutes of both art and music.
This change does not reduce elementary art, music, or physical education student learning time for most students, and in fact, for most students, it will increase. We are not cutting any art, music, or physical education teachers from their jobs, and this change actually solidifies and increases the district's commitment to an investment in equitable, robust arts and physical education instruction as part of our mission to educate and develop the whole child.
Specialist teacher Amanda Hicklin, though, called the handbook language deletion a bombshell.
I do not feel as though the board cared to hear educator voices. We are the eyes and ears of what goes on in RUSD classrooms each and every day. We can speak to the needs of our children, and they need full-time specialists in their building. Nothing less should be acceptable. One conclusion that many specialists have come to is that the district intends to adopt a model in which specialists are spread out among several buildings to piece together a full-time schedule.
REA President Angelina Cruz said, quote, equity across the board sounds like cutting across the board, and that they're concerned about cuts to time and staff positions. Again, Superintendent Haas said the changes would not fully take effect till the 2018-19 school year, again emphasizing no cuts to art, music, and physical education instruction. And the Summers Village Board has a meeting coming up at 5:30 this evening. That agenda includes the public hearing in action on the application for a Class B fermented malt beverage license and Class E wine license by Petrifying Springs Beer Garden, LLC, with Mount Pleasant's Anthony DiBartolo, the listed agent. This is the group that's partnering with Kenosha County to open the first beer garden in the far south picnic pavilion, which, by the way, is boarded up right now for work going on inside. Summers board members reportedly interested in the terms of that deal between the county and PSBG. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.